Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here talking with Tom Cat Cantrell, fifth generation of the West, 9 years in the U.S. Navy. It goes on and on and on. And then Bigfoot comes into his life. He sees them eating. He sees them living life. He salutes them. He has a great time with them. He knows them. And we got to get back into the story that he was going into because we stopped you right at the climax. By the way, you can learn more about Tom Cat Cantrell by going to his website and check out his many books and the different essays that he has too. TomCantrell.com. That's TomCantrell.com. You can always go to coasttocoastam.com, our website, and you can look up his bio and his information there. You'll see all the links and stuff like that too. So, all right, Tom, you got to catch us back up where we were in the story.
Okay. Well, I was had been tracking them down the mountain and into Blue Creek drainage and found some burned out big fir trees there, you know, 6, 7, 8 foot across. As those would make a great tent for me tonight. I won't have set up my tent. And I threw my sleeping bag in there, walked upstream a couple of hundred yards to make sure there weren't any dead deer laying in the stream before I took water out to make coffee. And I did notice in the, in my tree tent that there were some long black hairs in there, but I thought that was probably had been a bear's hibernation den for the winter, and since I didn't plan on being there until winter when the bears came back, I didn't think it'd be a problem. But long in the evening, it was getting dark. It wasn't dark yet, but it was on its way. I started hearing these howls coming first from one ridge top, just a long owl. And then from the other ridge, answering it, same thing. And they kept getting closer and closer and closer. Finally, I could see three shapes and, you know, just barely outlined. There was just enough light to see the shapes moving between me and the trees. And so I started talking to them. "Hi, guys, what are you doing? You know, I'd sure like to meet you. You know, I came all this way." And they came in close. I mean, close up. It was a family group. It was a male, a female, and a juvenile. And the juvenile kept sneaking in and had a stick in his hand, and he'd wrap the tree that I was in. And I moved around so that I had my fire behind me so it wouldn't be in my eyes, because you can't see. If you're looking in a fire, you can't see into the night at all.
Yeah.
If you sit with it behind you, you can see out pretty well. It'll light up your area. And that's what it did. And I swear he was trying to communicate with me. Now, he never used telepathy at this time, not at all. But I swear he was, if you've listened to Ron Morehead's tapes, and I'm sure you have, it was the same thing, that what they call samurai chatter.
Oh, really? That's what you're hearing? Wow.
Oh, yeah. And he was very much trying to talk to me.
And this was the juvenile, right? The juvenile?
No, this was the large male.
Oh, daddy.
He'd just sneak in, and then his mother would chew him out for getting too close. He'd back off. He'd back off, and then he'd sneak in again and hit the tree again. Just like a kid. I mean, who gets in more trouble in any species than juvenile males?
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And adolescent males maybe, and they are. But that went on all night long, and finally, it must have been an hour before daylight. I finally was so tired I couldn't go anymore, and I said, "I've got to get some sleep, guys. But you're welcome to hang out." And I just laid down. When I woke up, they were gone. But I had tracks everywhere, the three size tracks, and it was just absolutely a fantastic occurrence. And then it kept escalating from there. And in 2014, we had a camp out. That's the last time I was in that area until 2014. We went back, a group of us, and we camped at Elk Meadows, which is right at the end of that Abigo Road up from the east side. And we had a whole group of us there, and we just had an absolutely wonderful time. We came around driving into camp one evening. We'd had to go to town to get some gas for our stoves, and came around a corner at the 14-mile mark. And there's two of them standing right in the road, right in front of the car. And the lady in the front seat with me was Jackie Tonks. Jackie was over from England for this outing, and she just yelled out as loud as she could, "Bigfoot!" And Arla Williams was asleep.
Arla!
And she woke up when Jackie yelled. They turned and took two steps and were over the bank. And where they went over the bank was right into the headwaters of Bluff Creek.
Oh.
And where we were, direct mileage, it was about 3.5 miles to where the Patty film site was. As I told you exactly where we were.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you the funny part of this now. That was a milepost 14. Our camp is a milepost 34, 20 miles away. By the time we got back to camp, Jackie had talked herself out of having seen two Sasquatch in the road in front of the car. She had seen two Mexican drug mules wearing long-haired ghillie suits and flip-flops with rucksacks on.
That happens a lot. Describe that, because that happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does. What it is her mind didn't know what Sasquatch was. It knew what Mexican drug mules were. It didn't know what long hair flowing was, but it knew what a ghillie suit was.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't know what Osmond pads were, but it knew what flip-flops were. And her mind just retreated from what she'd seen back to what it knew.
Yeah.
And we were in camp two or three, four more days. And finally, she's talking about it one day. And I'm trying to, you know, Jackie, that's not what happened. That's not what you saw. And Arla came up. She says, Jackie, you've traveled 6,000 miles to be here from England to see what you saw. And now your mind's not letting you see it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It's true. It scrambles to find something different because it's like, does not compute. It's not entered in us.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And before I dropped her, that got her thinking. And before I dropped her at the airport in Portland a few days later, she had it straightened out and she understood what she sees. And if you talk to her today, she'll tell you the whole story and how it worked.
But yeah.
But we saw, I think five or six Sasquatch in camp that trip. Full body sightings.
Wow.
Kathy Blunt was there from Oregon. And she always liked to put her tent away from everybody else's because she liked the interaction at night with the youngsters. About the third night in camp, she came the next third morning, something like that. She came to our fire, and her poor eyes looked like two burnt holes in a blanket. She was so tired, she could hardly keep her eyes open. And Arla says, Jackie, what's wrong? Aren't you getting any sleep? She says, no, they're keeping me awake all night long. Arla says, Jackie, you can tell them to leave you alone because you need your sleep. She says, can I? She says, yes, of course you can, or Jackie, Kathy. And Of course you can't. Okay, guys, tonight I need my sleep. Go play with Nancy and Russ. Well, Nancy and Russ were two other people in camp with us, and they were sleeping in hammocks. That's the night that the term Sasquatch Pinata was born.
Oh.
What those kids would do, they'd run by them and swat them on the butt in the hammock.
People don't understand that they truly do these pranks and have fun. They do that. Oh, man.
But moving right along, because there is one story that I can't not tell. We did, my partner Brian Bland and our partner Sue Funkhauser, and I did a study on glyphs and structures up in BC. We spent 5 years doing it. And we had such a wonderful area up there to work. You just wouldn't believe. We got to know the whole clan up there. And the clan leader is a great big guy. He's about 12 feet tall, and he's white. And his daughter, Rajase, at that time was about 18 years old. She just was taking a mate, took a mate while we were there. And just as a quick aside, I don't want to get too far ahead here, but she went, the way they do this, they have a semi-annual meeting where the delegates from all the clans meet. And this is where it comes up. Fulham Fay needs a mate. And who's available. And they do not mate from nearby, because they know the dangers of inbreeding. She went to Oklahoma to get her mate, to meet her mate.
Huh.
I was telling Arla about this the day that I saw her, because she's a very unique-looking Sasquatch. First of all, she's the only one I've ever seen that has blue eyes.
Oh.
And her hair looks like she's got a flat top, been cutting a flat top. Very unusual. And I started to explain this to Arla, I was, wait, I've seen her. And she says, wait a minute. She went and got her notebook, came back, and she said she was here. There's a big guy there in the area of Oklahoma where she lives, and they had all seen him. And this turned out, her mate turned out to be that fellow's son. But she read that back to me verbatim, what she had seen, and it was to a T. So she had seen her when she was in Oklahoma. She spent time there with Forstner, and then when they were they decided that's what they wanted to do, they come back to her clan's home. Unless he's needed in his clan, and he wasn't there, there were other males, he came back with her. And they got, well, that natural order of things. Again, at that meeting, they decide who's going to have children this year. They only have children about once every 6 to 7 years to keep their population low. They do that on purpose. Okay? Now, when they do that, it was their time. She was pregnant. I got the invitation to come join them for the birth. I traveled there. I was sitting with 18 male Sasquatch watching her give birth. Her mother was her midwife. The baby was born, and you've never seen anything so cute in your life. A little, about 23, 24-inch ball of fur. And the first thing they do is take it to the creek and dip it in the creek and wash it. And, of course, he lets you know what he thinks of that real quick, which serves the same purpose as our baby, swatting them on the butt when they're born, right?
Mm.
It gets the lungs working. I get some breathing strong, right? Well, the thing is, I was sitting there, and she went back to Rajase, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing. Was she going to birth the afterbirth or what? And all of a sudden it came to me. It's twins. And she delivered a second baby. So I got to see the birth of twins.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox